The Notebook is a 3-time Tony-nominated musical based on the best-selling novel written by Nicholas Sparks. The story follows Allie and Noah, who are from different worlds yet share a lifetime of love despite forces trying to pull them apart. The story portrays the enduring power of love. Broadway actress Aisha Jackson has recently taken on the role of Middle Allie in The Notebook at the Schoenfeld Theater in New York City. Jackson's previous Broadway and off-Broadway credits include work in Frozen, Once Upon a One More Time, Paradise Square, Waitress, Invisible Thread, and Beautiful, the Carol King musical. She will be performing as Middle Allie through the final performance of The Notebook on Broadway on December 15th. The Notebook is directed by Michael Greif and Shelley Williams, features music and lyrics by multi-platinum singer-songwriter Ingrid Michaelson, with book by Becca Brunstetter, and choreography by Katie Spellman. We welcome Aisha Jackson to the roundtable, and it is a pleasure to speak with you. First off, I just want to congratulate you on landing this role of Middle Allie in the musical Notebook. It must be really thrilling. And I know that you debuted on October 25th, so it's been roughly a week. So I just want to know what it's been like so far.
Yeah, exciting, exhilarating. I'm happy to say that I wasn't like scared. I was very grounded, and I challenged myself to be very present. You know, when you get to make debuts and joining a cast that has already been doing it for such a long time, sometimes you can let the pressure kind of get to you. And I was like, nope, shake it off. It's your turn to come in and make it yours. And everyone has been so supportive and kind and welcoming. So that's like a breath of fresh air to enter an environment like that. So yeah, I felt very comfortable to just go out on stage and play. And my family and friends were in the audience. And so that, you know, I felt their love and support. So that also kind of let my shoulders relax a little bit and sit in it. But yeah, ultimately, it was just a very joyful evening of being able to bring to life this beautiful character and, like, you know, all the work that I've put in the last couple weeks in rehearsals to finally be able to do it and do it healthily, because I hurt my back a week before. Yeah. And so I was just very overjoyed that my body and voice and everything was 100% and ready to tell this beautiful story.
Well, I'm glad that you're feeling better and hopefully your back is recovering nicely. To me, The Notebook is a beloved, worldwide known classic love story. I feel like either people know it from the book or the film. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, before playing Middle Allie and before, you know, the musical opened on Broadway, what your connection to this story was?
Definitely the movie. I was a sap for the movie. I loved it. I remember watching it and crying and just being, oh my God, this is so beautiful. And when I was in high school, the person that I was dating at that time, we had like notebooks that we like swapped off and gave to each other and would like write little love letters, because I went to college like out of state and he stayed back where I was from. And so, like, yeah, I have those little notebooks in my life. Yeah, definitely the movie was my way in, and I remember thoroughly enjoying it. And when I first heard that it was being turned into a musical, I was like excited about it. I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be so good, but also sad, but really good.
For Middle Allie, I would love to just have like a character description. I would love for you to explain her to us.
Yeah, I think she's a bright light that maybe has been dimmed a little bit by other people's desires and wants. I think she's a people pleaser at heart. And we meet her in the show, the younger version of her, trying to like figure out who she is. And like, she's this passionate person who has a love for art and who is also being crafted and molded into what her parents want her to be. She's in lessons for piano and lessons for different languages and different things. And you know, it's her summer vacation, but she's not really vacationing. She's still at work. But I think it's just like she's a go-getter, and her family is of the mindset that, like, you know, you got to be your best, and we gotta go after college and all these different things. You meet her at that point. And then Middle Allie, I feel like we meet her where seemingly everything is going right in her life. You know, she has the amazing fiance who's a public defender. Her parents are pleased with her up until this point. She's, you know, in her late 20s and she's thriving. And then she sees this ghost of a person that she's like, wait a minute, I thought this person didn't exist anymore. And I feel like she has this little like yearning in her heart that she doesn't really quite know what it is. And seeing Noah and revisiting that part of her life makes her question like everything in life. It's like, okay, am I doing what I want to do? Am I pursuing my passions? Do I actually love this person, or am I just loving them because it's like the right thing to do, or it's what society says, or what my parents want? So I think we meet her where she has a big choice to kind of like be brave, take risks, be vulnerable, be open, and like challenge herself to really question what she desires in life and what steps she's willing to take to make that life a reality. That wasn't short, but.
I love the explanation. The rehearsal process, I've always kind of been curious about this, especially when a Broadway show is running, when a new actor or actress enters into the show, what that is like. I would love for you to explain that to me.
You go in, you have about, it depends on what your role is. This is just one track. They kind of know the show. It becomes a bit of a machine, after you have been doing it for a couple months. So they gave me my, like, what we call a track sheet, so it can tell you your backstage tracking as well, because the audience sees what happens on stage, and we have blocking and different things like that. But there's a whole nother world backstage of quick changes and get this prop and give this to this person and check in with sound and go get your wig changed. And so, like, there's a whole nother backstage tracking that you have to learn. So I received that in paper form just to, look at, but also you get the script and you get your music, and you go in and they teach you the music. You have one-on-ones with the music team, music director, and then you go in. It was a real pleasure of mine. I got to sit down with Michael Greif and Shelley Williams and do table work, which is really fun to me. It's usually how the rehearsal process begins for any show. You sit down and you really just dig into these characters and figure out who they are and where they're from and where we meet them in life and, like, what their journey is within the play. And you get to meet all the different characters and just kind of dive in and ask all the questions, inquisitive in that way. So I'm like, okay, well, here, is she lying? Is she saying this? What does this mean? What does this line mean? So that was really cool that I got to sit down and kind of just like go back to the beginning. And as Mariette is the associate director, she's a friend of mine. And so it was also cool to be in the space with her. But yeah, you sit down with the creative team and you talk through things. And I had a conversation with Ingrid, and I was just like, hey, girl, real cool to be singing your music. But like, talk to me. What is it? What is Allie to you? Who is she to you? And what is her musical journey? And so it was really cool that you kind of get to connect with the creatives and figure out what their brain was thinking when they were creating these moments. And then, yeah, you're in a rehearsal room and you do the blocking, and they bring in the people that you have the different scenes with. Andrea Burns is my mom in the show. And so I got to rehearse with her, and it was, I was like, when she first introduced herself to me, I like almost cried. I was like, do you know who you are? She's like Broadway royalty. It's really cool. Everyone has just been so welcoming. And Ryan is my middle Noah. And we were in the original Broadway cast of Waitress together. So it's really a beautiful full circle moment that we get to do this together and share the stage. And there's a moment where middle Allie has a slice of pie. And I was like, look at us, Ryan, eating pie on stage again. Waitress is just us eating pie on stage. But yeah, it's really cool to be able to connect with him. And like, we were so much younger when we did Waitress. And so just to see how both of us have come into our own as artists and as humans, and to be able to share space and tell this beautiful love story, it's exciting. But yeah, they bring all the different actors in and, do different things with them, run through the scenes, make sure I know the blocking, the choreographer comes in, like everyone teaches me all the things. And then you have what we call a put-in. So you go on stage and you get to do everything with lighting and automation and everything, and the whole cast. And you and maybe the person you're playing opposite of are in costume, but everybody else is in like plain clothes. But they're just there so that you can get a feeling of what the show will feel like at night. And then either that night or the next day after you're put in, you get to do it for a paying audience.
Ayesha Jackson is currently playing Middle Alley in the musical The Notebook on Broadway. I was scrolling on TikTok, as one does,
Oh,
and
God.
I was just scrolling and I was like, wait, and I see a caption and it says, come along or follow me as I find my Middle Alley voice. I was like, wait, is this? And it was you. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I watched the whole thing and it was you. And you were singing, the power ballad I Want song for Middle Alley, which is My Days. And I was like, okay, question immediately. What is that process of finding a character's voice, and specifically for Middle Alley?
I mean, for me, I just, Ingrid has already created such a beautiful template of who Middle Alley is vocally. And so you kind of just listen to that and interpret these lyrics and these melodies. It's like, okay, how would I do that? I kind of have to bring Aisha to it always, you know? As my dad loves to say, oh, yeah, you eashed it. I made it my own. And so, of course, like Joy Woods is, I was about to curse. Amazing. Effing fantastic. And she has brought this character to life so beautifully in her voice. And it's inspiring to see her bring such power to it. And so, of course, you know, it's not broke. You don't have to fix it. It's already there. So, like, I took some of the things that she was doing so beautifully and then took the music that Ingrid, you know, laid out for this character. And then I, you know, mix it in with, okay, how would Aisha interpret that? And it's been really cool because the team has been open to me making a, you know, some different choices that are more true to me and how I would bring this sound to life. So that's been really cool. But yeah, it's exactly what you see on that TikTok. It's hours of that in my living room, in the rehearsal room, on stage, and every night. It's really cool to vocally explore this character and like find different textures and colors in my voice of like, okay, when it's an internal moment, maybe it's not as it's very small and it's to herself. And then as she finds her power throughout my days, she finds her voice and becomes a bit more emboldened, and makes more little vocal choices and maybe put in a little riff here or put in a stronger tone or just all those different things. It's really cool to just sit back and kind of go through each number and be like, okay, how is she feeling? And how would you interpret that vocally? And then, you know, the music team is like, okay, and then sing this like this. So there are parameters that I have to stay within, but there's a lot of exploring that you get to do with your voice. And I often do it in my living room.
Piggybacking off of, you know, putting yourself into a role. You were the first Black Anna for Frozen on Broadway. You also played Snow White in Once Upon a One More Time. Both those characters are beloved, iconic Disney-like characters that people just love. And I'm just wondering what you brought to those roles, how you inserted yourself, as your father would say, eashed it.
Yes, come on, come on. He's gonna love that people are saying that now. you know, I approach each thing of just like, how is this character like myself? And how is this character different? And so, in the ways that we are alike, I lean into those and I'm like, oh, okay, I understand that. And then in the ways that we are different, I'm like, okay, make sure when you're on stage, you know, you make that difference. But yeah, I just think. I go through, I mean, look, obviously, I'm a Black woman playing these parts. And so, like, there's a certain way I'm gonna say certain things. I remember when we were in the room writing things for Once Upon a One More Time, our book writer, John Hartmere, I would always go and talk to him and be like, I think that, like, maybe could I try it this way? Because this is how I interpret it. And maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but let's see. And so, I think it's always integral to bring who you are 100% to these characters because they've asked you, the human Aisha, to embody this. And so, like, how would Aisha interpret this, even though we are playing a different character, you know? So, yeah, I just try to bring myself 100% to it and say it how I would say it and not try to be anything outside of myself unless the character calls for me to, you know, to do that. It's a little bit of me and a little bit of Anna and a little bit of Snow and just all those different things. I think it's also important. Something I think about is how important representation is. And so when I embody these characters, I also think about how they're dressing and what their hair looks like. And I have those conversations with the powers that be so that when a little chocolate drop, as I like to say, comes to see me on stage, they also see themselves. So they get to see their hair texture and they get to see, you know, me maybe saying a line in a different way that maybe they might say it, or, you know, just all those different things I like to think about when bringing myself to these characters. And yeah, but also, you know, they're iconic. So Anna is goofy. We gotta go for it. She falls in love easily. She's naive. So we have to take the characteristics that are already laid there and then ease them up a little bit and have a good time.
In this story, we know there's a lot of romance, there's love, there's intimacy, there's passion. So I'm wondering, as a Broadway performer, bringing that to life on stage, rehearsing, what is it like that process of bringing to life this intimacy and passion that this story tells?
Of course. Something that's amazing about The Notebook is we do have an intimacy coordinator. So that person's role is to make sure that there is no discomfort in bringing this intimacy to life on stage. Claire Warden is our intimacy coordinator, and she made it very clear, this is what we're doing. We have actually, she has like a method of like tapping in, tapping out. So when you start the rehearsal and we know we're going to be doing intimacy, you make eye contact with that person, you take in some deep breaths, you tap in, and then you're like, okay, here we go. And you tap out so that we know walking out of this space, that was the intimacy for those characters, and that's that. So it's a very safe space that was built from the beginning. Ryan and I, yeah, that's my guy. So we're good to go. We are very comfortable with one another. And I think in those moments of like intimacy and passion, you just go for it. You're telling the story of this human, and these humans are in love, and they have this connection and this chemistry, and so you just lean into it wholeheartedly. But if I ever were to feel uncomfortable or anything like that, I feel like I'm in a safe space where I could speak to Claire or Ryan or whomever and let them know, and it would be rectified and we make it comfortable. But we sign up for these things, and so to a certain extent you sign up for that. And if you're uncomfortable with it, you have every right to say, no, that's not going to work for me. I think it's cool. We also have green zones, a yellow zone, red zone is something that I did for intimacy during Paradise Square. And it makes it very clear, like as you develop these characters and continue to figure out, touching and different acting beats, because the show is different every night, that you give that person a set of parameters of like, okay, like when we're acting and playing around, you can touch me on my arm, don't touch me here, don't touch me here, or like my thigh is off limits, or this part of my body is off limits. And so it really, I think it's so important to just start with that foundation of, these are my parameters. This is where I feel safe. This is where I don't. And then, the two actors are professional and we respect each other. And then you build off of that.
We are speaking with Broadway actress Ayesha Jackson about the Notebook musical and her role of Middle Alley. I'm wondering, do you have a scene and a song that you're particularly excited to perform 8 times a week?
That is so funny. I have gotten this question before and I'm like, huh, okay, I guess let's see. I love the song I Want to Go Back. It is, I'm a church girl, and whenever I hear it kind of sounds like a worship song to me. And so I'm like, ooh, let's go. But it's just so beautiful. It's the inner thoughts of older Allie and this frustration that she's finding dealing with losing her memory. And it's a very vulnerable and open moment. And we get to interpret it with our voices, what Marianne, beautiful actress, is portraying. And it's just, yeah, I think it takes you on such a journey emotionally and vocally, and it's just, it's beautiful. Ingrid, she sure knows how to write a bop. But yeah, I Want to Go Back is a favorite of mine, sort of like a little lullaby worship song. And of course, My Days, it's fun, it's exciting and challenging to continue to find it in my voice and continue to fight my way through snot and tears and the stage being wet and me my blocking and like and making sure I'm with the lights and everything. It's like the song is, I could sing that song in my living room, no problem. Once I get on stage, it's like you just had this huge emotional moment with Noah and your mom, and like everything is coming to this like tumultuous peak, and you're like, and now I sing. Okay, cool. But it's been really cool. So again, I love finding these pieces and being able to make them my own. And so it's been really cool to explore just different parts of my voice every night in this music.
Being a part of this show, how has it served you thus far? And how has it challenged you in ways you have not been challenged before?
Ooh. I'm gonna cheat because I have been challenged before, but not like I guess to this level, but like the vulnerability that I feel like Ali has to have on stage with herself and with others in life. Aisha struggles with that sometimes. And so it's kind of been like a prayer of mine to work on my vulnerability in life. And so this character kind of gives me the opportunity to work that muscle out every night. Up until this point, well, Paradise Square, yeah, but I'm usually asked to play younger characters who are just very youthful, and I think Allie is youthful, but I think she's, she's a grown woman too. So, I get to go in and, I'm a grown woman.
Ooh.
I could do whatever I wanna. I get to find that little voice and that little on stage, just like being a leading lady, taking on the title 8 times a week is pretty dope. It's pretty nice to do. I've been a standby a lot, and so this is cool to kind of be like, no, I'm her. It's me all the time.
Finally, what are you looking forward to for the next month and a half, the last moments of this show until December 15th, you performing Middle Alley, and what do you hope audiences take away from this beautiful musical?
Oh yeah. Oh my goodness. I feel like it's a show that allows people to kind of release. You hear lots of sniffles in the audience. People are bawling their eyes out. But I think the show touches on so much with like grief and loneliness and vulnerability and bravery and, fighting to make the most of every day that we're given. And, life is fleeting. And I think it's important that we choose. One of the things that Ali says, she said, I just need to choose my time. It's like, I need to choose what I want to do. I need to choose what is important to me, what I'm passionate about, and I need to pursue those things wholeheartedly. I need to tell the people I love that I love them. I need to, spend my time doing things that bring me joy. So I hope people can have those moments. I hope they see themselves on stage, whether it be an older Ali, and or I know some people see their parents or themselves. There are different people that are dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia that come to the stage door, and they talk about that with Marianne. And I hope either an older Allie or younger Allie just figuring out her passions and what she wants to do, or middle Allie when she's like, okay, what is life? What am I doing? What do I want to do with my time? How am I going to choose to spend my days? Like, I hope everyone can see themselves in the Allies or the Noahs, or just feel represented and seen, and kind of just release maybe the standards that other people have put on them, and figure out like what it is they want to do to live their best life.
Ayesha Jackson is playing Middle Alley in the musical The Notebook on Broadway through its last performance on December 15th. More information is available at notebookmusical.com. Well, Ayesha, it has been such a pleasure to speak with you. I wish you all the luck and best for this
Thank
run of
you.
the show, and I can't wait to see you in the next couple weeks.
Yes, come on over. See you there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Once again, you can go to notebookmusical.com for more information and to buy tickets. I'm Madeline Reynolds, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.